We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We're here with Saquon Barkley here at Giants Camp. Saquon, Big Mac, Evan Roberts, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
I'm good. How are you physically feeling right now?
I mean, it's camp. You know, everyone's a little beat up. Everyone's grinding, competing, trying to get better every single day. And that's the biggest thing. You want to get out of camp. One, you want to get out of there healthy, but you want to challenge each other because right now that's the only competition you got. And now we get another opportunity to go against New England in a couple of days.
Every report is Saquon looks amazing. He's beasting in camp. Can you confirm that, or is that just talk right now?
Just talk. I don't really care about that. I really don't read too much into it. I'm just coming in, trying to get better, do whatever coach can ask me to do. I will say I do feel a lot more confidence in my body. Feel like my twitch is back, my explosiveness is back. But, you know, that kind of happens when a year after ACL. So I'm just happy that all the hard work that I put in is finally showing, and you know, showing in my stability in my knee and in my strength in my body. So now I'm just trying to fix the technique things and try to get ready for the season.
Yeah, like you just said, most people will tell you that it's that second year returning from that injury, from the surgery.
Yeah.
So you're feeling as if kind of the knee is no longer an issue. You're moving beyond it, and you're kind of just focusing on the details. When you make that cut, when you make that pivot, there's no more thought of, can my knee handle it?
There's no more thought of that. I mean, first – yeah, when people tell you it takes 2 years or the year after, you know, you want to be naive and you don't really ever want to hear it. You just want to just keep going. But it's the truth, you know. You're human, and especially for me, even when I feel like I got going last year, I hurt my ankle. I stepped on someone's foot, so I had another freak accident. But you still focus on it, though. Like, I still take care of my body. I still take care of my knee. I still do rehab. I still do prehab. But that's stuff that I've done previous to get my body ready for the season. So but just being out there and not having to think, and just go out there and play football and try to get the feel, try to get to build that relationship, that timing with the offensive line, and with Daniel. And you know, that's key, and that's what camp's about.
Was there a lot of thinking last year about the injury, especially early on?
So it's hard, like, it's really hard to explain. Like, maybe thinking is not the right word I'm using, because I'm not out there like, my knee, right, my knee, or like, because my knee was strong enough, my knee was there. But, like, the first couple games, like, I'm not thinking about it. But then when I go back on film, like, I'm like, I'm hesitant on that step right there. Or, like, I'll get hit, and usually it will be hit, one, two, my feet will come down, hit one, and that right one still staying up. Like, little stuff that probably only I would notice, or, you know, my coaches or people I've been training with would notice. But now, you know, it's just, you're just out there playing free. And I can go back, and it's like, I know I'm not thinking about it on the field, and I go back and watch film, and it just validates that.
How would you, if you're looking back at 2021, coming off the injury, having the injury you had in the middle of the season, the production you put up, for you, did you feel you had a good year last year? How would you kind of rate what your 2021 was?
I mean, it depends how I want to look at it. Don't look at the production side. No, obviously, production-wise, it wasn't even remotely close of what I can do or who I am. But you know, there's always beauty in struggle. I laugh because my boy, one of my really good friends, a great one, tweeted that. And you know, I learned a lot last year. I learned a lot that's going to help benefit me in this season. And you know, even what everyone would say, injury prone, this and that, third. Like, I was out there and just trying to give my body all I can for my team. So I know that, you know, when stuff gets tough, that mentally I'm going to be out there and able to fight. So now that I feel like I got my tool belt back. I feel like I got my confidence back. You know, all the struggles I had last year and I learned from last year, just going to carry over. And just looking forward to this year and looking forward to going out there with the team. But can't look way too far right now, just trying to focus on, you know, watching film and getting better from today.
You mentioned production and tool belt. You know, coming out of Penn State, obviously a weapon out of the backfield in a myriad of ways. Are you trying to look this year with this coaching staff and looking for more production this year, maybe catching balls out of the backfield? Is that more of a emphasis this year? Are you going to try and, you know, do more things inside this offense than you have in the last couple of years?
I'm going to do whatever the coach asks me to do. I feel like when I'm at my best, the thing that separates me from a lot of other guys is that I'm not one-dimensional, meaning like wherever Coach Dave's feel like the offense needs to do, whatever he want to create for us to be successful, whatever his mind he thinks is going to be successful, I can be that back with time, with the help of my coaches, with the help of my teammates, and with the preparation that I put in, with my work ethic. I feel like whatever you need me to do, I can do. And I don't mean to come off in an arrogant way. I truly believe that, and I know I have the skill set to do that. So if it's catching the balls out the backfield, you know what, time with time and preparation and with work ethic and with the help of my coaches and my team, I'm going to be able to do that. If it's you need me to be a big back and, you know, let's go 21 personnel, let's get downhill, I can do that too. So whatever coach needs me to do, whatever calf needs me to do, whatever the team needs me to do, I'm going to try my best to do it to the best of my ability.
We're talking to Saquon. You've had a handful of coaches now, offensive coordinators. I know on Sports Talk Radio, one of the big criticisms has been they haven't used you right. Do you feel like past coaches, past administrations have used you correctly considering the skill set you provide?
I mean, you know, I hate going back and talking on the past, but, you know, my rookie year, I won Rookie of the Year. My second year, I felt like I had a better year, to be completely honest. Everyone talk about production. Everyone talk about numbers. I missed 3-4 games. In one game, I had one run, 1 yard on the ground,
right,
against the Jets. I didn't really play too well that game. So three to four or five games, one I wasn't playing, one was non-existent. And statistically, I guess I still had almost 1,400 all-purpose yards, or I had 1,400 all-purpose yards. And, like, that's not a bad year at all. You know, if you tell any running back that you come into a year, you're going to have 1,400 all-purpose yards, you know, I think most of them would be like, okay, that's a pretty good year. So I can't say – I don't know if anyone could say that for my first 2 years. And then my last year, I played the first game. You know, we couldn't get the run game going, but not last year. My with the last coach staff, played the first game, couldn't get the running game going the first game, but I still had, like, a couple catches with some yards. And then the next week, I tore my knee, so I was out the whole season.
Right.
And then the first 3 games, I was kind of on a pitch count. And then the fourth game, you know, I was able to play, and, you know, the Saints had a pretty decent game. You know, we were able to come out with a win there. And the next game, I ran a slant, and I stepped on someone's foot, and then I was battling injuries for the rest of the year. So I came in, like, you know, I never want to talk bad on my old coaches. So that's me just saying is, like, I can't really blame them. I can't put on anyone. Only one I can put on myself and just the universe. You know, that was what is in hand. I wasn't healthy the last 2 years. So now looking forward is I just want to do whatever coach asks me to do. If it's a game where I need to carry the ball 30 times, it's a game where I need to catch the ball 20 times, if it's a game where I need a pass block and I'm not catching the ball and I'm not going to be the focal point of offense, whatever I can do to help us win, that's all I want to do. I just want to win games, and that's my main focus.
I think in this offseason there was a thought of they're going to trade you. They're going to trade a lot of guys. They're going to shake this team up. Mm-hmm. Did you think you were going to be traded somewhere else during this offseason?
yes and no. I mean, when the first report I got, I looked at my phone, and I'm like, oh, man, it's funny, like, in today's world, especially when you're active on social media, I'm like, oh, man, what the – I see a report, and then you just like, I'm like, did I get traded? Could you hear a story about guys getting traded, and then they reach out to him later? But now Dave's and, you know, Shane reached out to me and my agent, and, you know, let me know that, you know, those rumors aren't true, and they look forward to working with me and growing and learning more about me. And, you know, I'm happy. I'm happy that I'm here. I'm happy I'm with those guys, all those guys from top to bottom. You know, I think they did a great job of hiring everyone here. Great guys, great coaches, and pushes us, and, you know, they're going to get the best out of us. And just the culture that they're trying to create, which carries on to the players and myself, DJ, Felice, KG, Shep, and all those guys. We got to carry that culture and that standard into practice and into our team. But I'm happy, man. I love New York. I was born here. I love New Jersey. I live in New Jersey. I'm an hour away from my mom. I love the Giants organization. They've been you know, tremendous to me. And I said before, you know, I would love to finish my career as a Giant. So I'm just happy that I'm here, and I'm happy that I get to – I'm blessed, man. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you lose sight of that. I wake up every day, I put on a Giants uniform, and I play for one of the greatest organizations in the world. So I'm excited.
Well, you are no longer under contract after this year, so this is your last year on contract with the Giants. Obviously a big season. Is that something that is on your mind? You just talked about how happy you are to be here, how much you'd like to be a Giant. Obviously their second overall pick, a lot of hope, a lot of enthusiasm, comes with a lot of losing as well. So are you aware, like, as you're going through this year, this could be my last year with the Giants? Is that something that's on your mind? You'd like to win and actually get things turned around here with the Giants as your
season? Yeah, I mean, it's a business. I understand that. But, you know, I'm aware of it. I understand I'm coming to my last year. But I'm not really focused on it. I feel like you can't really focus on it. The way how – it kind of goes back to, you know, my junior year in college. You know, I knew it was probably going to be my last year in college, but it's not like, oh, you're playing that year. Like, oh, I got to do this so I can get drafted this high. Like, I kind of just took the approach of – and, you know, with the help of my coaches there and Coach Huff and Coach Franklin, kind of took the approach of just – enjoy it. Love football. Go out there and take care of what you can take care of. And if you do what you got to do, the rest is going to take care of itself. And I'm a firm believer in that. If I continue to put the work in, I continue to have faith and continue to just produce, then the rest is going to take care of itself. And sometimes if it don't work out, then, hey, that wasn't the cards. But it's not going to be off of something that I can control. Control what I can control, and the rest will take care of itself.
Whether it's guys like me on the radio or guys on TV, when you hear people say Saquon Barkley's been a bust, does that piss you off, motivate you? What goes through your mind when you hear that criticism?
I mean, I would never be a bust. I mean, because at the end of the day, a bust is like everyone has their own interpretation of what you think is a bust. And to me, I feel like a bust is somebody that, whether you're a high draft pick or you're not a draft pick, is someone who comes in and they do not produce and they do not live up to their full potential because of the wrong reasons. And I'm a firm believer in that. And that's how I kind of was raised and thinking about I would never be that guy. Like, I'm not going to come. The reason why I'm not producing out on the field, not because I don't have the talent, you know, not because I'm not working hard in the weight room, I'm not studying hard, not because I'm not trying to do all the little things. So far in my career, that, you know, I don't want to make excuses, but there's been a lot of weird stuff that happened to me, whether it's the knee or whether it's stepping on the foot. That's just the nature of football. So for me personally, no matter if my career ended today or ended in another 10 years, I'm never going to change. I'm always going to be the same Saquon Barkley. I'm always going to be the same guy to come in every single day and work and try to get better, accept coaching, try to do all the little things right. And, you know, the things I can control, I'm not going to control. But there's a lot of things out there you can control. So for me, that doesn't faze me. I know that would never impact me because of the way I view and the way I see the word bust. Now, to you guys or to everyone else, you know, it's America. You're entitled to your own opinion. Everyone's sure. Entitled to their own opinion. And I'm not out here to try to prove everybody right or prove everybody wrong. I'm out here to play the game that I love, glorify God, and take care of my family.
Saquon, great to hear that you're healthy. Looking forward to seeing you on the field this year, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Saquon Barkley.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.